Who's going to be the first team in each of your leagues to go on probation?
Oof.
Notre Dame.
Well, Arizona State is already.
Arizona
State's got a head start.
It's all in our conference.
Ole Miss is already.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
Liberty's going to be ahead of
Arizona. We got a fun division,
confident.
Man.
Yeah.
We really do have a fun division.
Again, I wish we could have had SMU in both divisions because they would check that box as well.
Sure. Yeah.
I had them on the list. It didn't happen.
Spencer's conference, man.
It's FAU, but it's for some shit Lane did.
Well, here's the thing. Like, it all depends on another school ratting each other out. And I feel like your schools are just like, oh, that's a lot of work.
It's
so hot. I'm so tired.
I could send that email or I could go get marred.
Or I could stay inside.
We have a coach on tape doing cocaine from 5 years ago. This doesn't matter.
Yeah, it's fine.
Who gives a shit? He's already gone.
It's Florida. He's probably like a health inspector by now.
Welcome to the Shutdown Fullcast. You are listening to the internet's only college football podcast. If you wanted another one, well, you're welcome. We solved that problem for you. We just gave you one. I am Spencer Hall, and I am here with my co-host, Jason Kirk. Jason Kirk, sitting in beautiful Kennesaw, Georgia, broadcasting from the middle of a forest. How are we, Jason?
Yeah, this is my non-maintained backyard is the backdrop here. The trees do what they do. I am but their humble servant. If the trees wish to become enormous, if the bushes wish to encroach the kudzu and the bamboo and all that, this is its domain. I'm just here to give them carbon dioxide to breathe.
That'd be an encroach, wouldn't it?
Hopefully.
That would be the voice of Holly Anderson, our perennial guest host.
Perennial guest, no accountability.
That's correct. No liability. That's the law. She can say whatever she wants, and it's not slander or libel because she's a guest host.
You know how we know that?
How?
We got a lawyer.
We do have a lawyer, Ryan Nanny. Ryan Nanny joining us from Nashville, Tennessee. Just really? About to have a pedicab full of drunk bachelorettes driving through his living room at any moment.
They have a petty boat now. There's a boat.
It's a such a bad boat. Idea.
They could drown.
On the river, yeah.
Yes.
Do you have a river?
Yeah, there's a river.
So do they drive right in the river?
Oh, no, I don't own the river.
A river.
I don't own any rivers or bodies, creeks, marshes, swamps, isthmus, deltas.
We're
going to
work on this.
Wait, does
your roads
play isthmus?
I think that would kill Dusty Rivers.
Or would it, would it revert back to just isthmus with no lisp at all?
Isthmus.
Isthmus.
I think it's let's go plural of Christmas would be Christmases, so isthmuses.
Isthmuses.
Phew.
I wanted to ask, does the pedicab drive right into the river, Ryan?
Like a duck boat?
No, I don't think it's like a duck boat or like the what was the thing that LBJ had that was a
amphicar.
Yeah, I don't think it's an amphicar.
Okay. Because I was just, I just wanted to hear the voices of everyone on the way in, like, oh Lord, we're going to the river. Oh God, we're going to drown. Missy, we're going to drown.
Y'all, they done dampened my puffy muffin.
Tell the children to love Jesus.
What bachelorette party is this? I don't even know what these characters are.
Every single one of them. If you saw, by the way, Nashville Scanner.
These bachelorettes all have children.
Yeah.
The first thing.
That
can happen.
There are many different types of families.
It happens in the best of families.
Nashville Scanner counted the number of bachelorette parties before like 10 p.m. And there were something like 89 of them. Like they just counted distinct groups, like 89 in a night. It's like that's a horde. That's a Mongol horde of bachelorettes. We have an activity today that an exercise, if you will. Ryan, we're going to let on, then we'll introduce our guests who are going to help us out with this formidable task that we have charged ourselves with here today.
So given the recent news of Texas and Oklahoma applying for SEC membership and everybody else in the college football world freaking out in various degrees, I think we should just blow it all up. I think we should start from scratch and just say, let's build our own conferences with blackjack and hookers. And to do that, we're going to do it as a draft. So I have split the three of you into teams. You will each have a partner that you have selected before this. And the way this is going to work is going to be very simple. We're going to do a snake draft. I have 10 rounds here. I could see us tapping out at 8. So I'm not going to commit us to anything like that.
Or 32.
Sure. Serpentine. And I'm going to, this is the draft order. I'm going to get out of the way. Jason, your team's going first. I did this randomly. Holly, you have the second pick. Spencer, you have the last pick.
Yeah, sure. You did this randomly.
There's a wrinkle that I'm not going to tell you about till we hit it.
Oh, shit.
But other than that, there are no rules. You can select any Division I school that you like. Server has helpfully provided a list of all, my God, 253 of them for you to peruse. You can use any standards you like. I don't need you to, you don't need to pick the best television product. You don't need to pick the best playoff contender conference. Whatever you want to pick is up to you. So Jason, I'm going to ask you first to introduce your co-manager, and then we're just going to hit the ground running, and I'm going to ask for your first pick.
Oh yeah. Tremendous. We have teams, because there was an I in all our teams, so we brought in teammates.
Mm-hmm.
Did you already explain that part?
My conference, my co-commish, excited to be joined by Alex McDaniel of For the Win and like 100 other websites, expert on every city in the Mid-South, Birmingham traffic, Oxford food, Memphis, everything Memphis.
Memphis everything.
Memphis over everything. We have, if we are doing 10 rounds, whatever number of rounds we're doing, our plan is to do two divisions. Each of us given charge of one particular division, and Alex is going to lead us off with the number one overall pick.
Okay.
Are we going to say what our divisions are?
Let's see.
Do you want to reveal that now, or do you want to?
Let's see, because I think all will become clear quite soon.
Okay, you probably will. Yeah. Our first pick is the Arizona State Sun Devils.
Wow,
they've been considered right off the bat.
I love this pick.
Obviously the most valuable university in America.
Clearly.
Most prestigious and successful athletic program in America.
The most mentioned on The Simpsons school in America.
Are they?
Probably. I don't know if that's true. I know it's happened at least once.
I think The Simpsons has been around so long, you told me literally anything and I'd be like, oh yeah, that was like season 48.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Hey, server, I'm going to do a draft pick as in noise, but I'm going to record it later so you can just layer it in. Because I want to play it on the bass recorder.
Yeah, can't wait to do that.
There's only 30 times.
It's going to be
okay,
fun.
Okay, go get it, and I'll play it live for every single pick.
God.
Go get the bass recorder.
This
was, and that's Holly. Producing.
This is Server's idea.
Holly.
Good leadership, Hello. Server.
You're up next. Please tell us who your co-manager is.
I was thinking that Server wanted to be part of this episode, and I like that he has begun to regret this after one pick.
It's the true full cast experience.
It is. Hello. I have brought in, I will say first of all that this is my second attempt at forming a conference, as in the real world. Sometimes forming your own college football conference just does not take. My initial idea that I got about halfway into was to draft schools based on proximity to active volcanoes in the United States. And I got, I put in a lot of work before I said, man, this looks familiar. And then realized that Jason Kirk had done this in a state draft that we did a couple years ago. And that's why I was enamored of it so much. So I had to resort to actual football. And that means bringing in an actual football expert, Michael Felder of Stadium, of Clever Girl Pizza, of Hand in the Dirt Pod. Welcome.
Oh, and he's left himself on mute.
On mute. Uh-oh. The professional, professional is susceptible to the full cast hate.
Now you are truly a full cast guest.
Yeah,
I am. I'm not a professional. I just do this to be on television. And I'm excited. We've got some big plans. So
big plans, big teams, big dreams.
There we go.
All right. Felder with the, excuse me. Hang on. I have to play our pick is in noise because server wanted to hear this live.
Thank you.
Ah,
all right.
The majestic sound of a bass recording.
That's a large instrument.
Thank you.
It's more than I expected.
Thank you. Someone on this program got it for me for Christmas, and it turns out it really upsets the dog.
It looks like a piece of plumbing equipment.
I was going to say the same thing.
There's so much of it.
I don't know.
All the bass woodwinds look like plumbing equipment. Can confirm.
All right, so Mike Felder, would you like to announce our first pick?
Yeah, you know, actually, you know what? I'm going to steer a little bit left from what we were talking about because I think we're going to be able to get this next team
okay.
in the next round. Okay. So I'm going to go with Oklahoma.
Smart.
Okay. Close but no cigar. Exciting offense. Lincoln Riley is going to be there for a long time. We've got a great ability here to go out and win. We've got next year's probable first overall pick in Spencer Rattler. I mean, we're doing it, right? And Alex Grinch is going to get better. So I feel like we're winners here.
Yep. Strong call.
Love it. Spencer, Serber, you're up next.
You guys ready to pick?
Oh, yeah, we're ready to pick.
Okay, hang on.
I guess I've given away who Spencer's
playing. Oh, yeah, talk about your team and then I'll make the noise.
That's okay. I am joined today by, I think, the most capable partner I could imagine for this particular type of franchise, this particular property that we're building, because the rest of you, you're building conferences. Michael Ray Serber and I, we are building a brand, people, with scalability and room to grow. Michael, hit him up with our first pick, please.
I'm going to go with our number one pick on the board. I'm not going to make any adjustments based on your pick because I think this is the most talented team available, and that is Coastal Carolina.
That's correct.
Wow. Since we take Coastal Carolina.
Wow. Strong pick. Let me put that in our spreadsheet.
Wait, I didn't get to make the noise.
Sorry,
I'm gonna do it for the
Holly,
next one.
I think Holly, do you do it twice now?
Yeah, because it's round two, and also they have the next pick by a serpent.
Wait, this is where I reveal the wrinkle.
Oh shit!
Shit, it was so fast.
Yo,
hang on,
wrinkle noise.
My God, that's the wrinkles music.
There are not a lot of holes in this thing. It's more like keys.
That's yep. Yeah. Wait.
Jason and I.
So here's my thing. Fuck conferences. I like independence. I like when independents go out and make interesting schedules and play teams that you haven't seen them play before. I love like the early 90s when you had like Miami, Nebraska just sort of playing each other, whatever, because they didn't have conference schedules binding them in the same way that they do now. So I am going to be in between each round. I am taking a team off the board from all of you and I am making them an independent.
Sir.
And I am starting with the Miami Hurricanes.
No,
no longer are they an ACC member. No longer. They won't be a member of any of your conferences. They're independents and they will play whoever they want to fucking schedule. And that's what I will be doing throughout this draft just to mess with all of you.
This is a devastating blow to our conference. And I will explain why at the conclusion of this.
That's Miami we'll recover. Now we'll has no money. Authority, no legal oversight.
That is corrupt.
That's
going
to be a big change for everybody. Yeah.
Now there's no more pressure that they can't win, that they haven't won an ACC title. Not a big deal.
Yeah, y'all can lose to Florida State anytime.
Spencer.
Maybe even twice.
That's okay. our pick is in. Thank you. Base recording.
The dog really off. Does not like this at all.
This is such a terrible idea. Will our general manager Serber, please? We have to make no adjustments on our board because our plan is, of course, beyond your understanding. we've galaxy brained this so hard. Go ahead, Serber.
Our second pick is going to be the Florida Gators.
Wow. Okay.
Team is very warm.
Mm-hmm.
What is there anything you want to reveal about the selection process here? Or is all to be revealed at a later
it
date?
Will become clear after a while, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
It feels pretty clear right now.
Yeah.
You think they're just taking places that will be overtaken by global warming?
Yeah, actually. That was
that and they're gonna get a little rowdy.
Okay.
You'll see the grand plan. You'll see the grand plan.
Oh yeah.
Holly and Felder, y'all are up next.
All right, one second.
Every time. We're going to do this every
time. With the dog.
Right, with these
I think Betty is actually the commish.
Yeah.
Ryan's
Betty
just,
is you the think, Jets. Betty's playing
do you think
the
Holly
Jets
is
fans.
Accidentally playing the dog version of the Chili's Baby Back Ribs song, and that's wait, why wait. Betty is responding
think,
to it?
I think Betty is our
Mel
Kiper.
No, Ryan
is
the commish and Betty is the Jets fans.
Felder, did you hit the bass on the barbecue sauce?
He sure did.
Finally, we have a bass.
This is the element our show has been missing since its inception.
Yeah.
With the second round pick in the 2021 somehow a full cast conference draft, the Holly / Felder conglomerate selects the Georgia Bulldogs, used to coming in second in a number of situations.
Okay.
Yeah, we got another close team. Mm. They're close. Them in Oklahoma, they've been it. They played Oklahoma in the playoff. They're right there.
How'd that go?
A lot of like unfulfilled.
Georgia won
potential.
That one.
Yeah, interesting. Then what?
Mm.
Then they lost. I mean, at some point, somebody's going to have to pick Alabama, right?
There's no guarantee that that's
I
true.
I don't see any reason for that.
Alabama's going to be the West Virginia of the shutdown fullcast conference realignment.
All right, counterpoint. Right. You know what? I've got a counterpoint to my own teammate there. How long has it been since Bama's won a title game? It's been a minute.
Been a while.
Too long.
It's been that's like right. 7 months.
Yep.
Step it up, yeah. Nick.
Alex, Jason, close us out with round two.
I have the pick for our other division. I am now going to select Arizona State's permanent cross-division rival, the Notre Dame Fighting Irish.
I think I see what's going on here, but
I see the vision.
But I appreciate
no, you don't.
That.
No, you don't.
Okay, thank you for coming. Thanks for calling me stupid right away. Appreciate that. Not going to say didn't see that coming.
Oh, we have a pick.
You might be able to get into Notre Dame, Ryan, but not Arizona State.
The commish is still in between because they're serpentining. But first, okay. The commish. I can't play songs on this thing or I would make a little commish song.
All right. I have to pick somebody else to take out of play for all of you. I'm trying not to overthink what you all have in mind. But at the same time, I kind of want to do that. So, yeah, let's take BYU. BYU is off the board. Gonna go ahead and stay in they're an experienced independent. I want to keep them that way. I don't want them to be befouled by conference membership as so sure. many would prefer.
Also,
they just go out and nut punch.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Yes.
Also, their stock
dream is alive.
They're stocked for 3 years if they don't get a game. They've got 3 years freedom. Worth of food.
Mm. Independence is the freedom to nut punch, I think is what we're saying.
What's
here.
More independent than having your own planet?
That's a damn good point. Jason and Alex, it's back to you.
Okay. Are you going?
It's you. It's you. You're up now.
Okay. This is going to seem like extreme bias until you understand what's going on. For our next pick, we're going with the University of Mississippi.
The right choice. Oh. Excellent pick.
The right choice. when has anyone underway. Ever said Ole Miss? The right choice. It was exactly. The right call, dog. The
there
right.
is exactly one situation, and it is this one.
There is one, and it's this.
I just
where am I paving a beloved community institution to open a Tory Burch?
So right now you have Arizona State, Notre Dame, and Ole Miss. This is like the most confusing schools that a high school senior could apply to. Be like, what are you doing? Why do you even want to go to college?
What is your direction in life?
He's conflicted. It's a very conflicted high school senior.
Are you majoring in college?
these schools all do have honor codes in one way or another.
That's right. True. I assume the Arizona State honor code is like, you must honor, if you are iced, you must honor down the ice.
I think the Arizona State honor code is like, bro, what happens at Arizona State?
At Arizona State shows up at the free clinic.
I mean, listen, David Hasselhoff's kid went there, didn't she?
Is that true?
There you go.
Dude, that's
pretty sure.
What a life.
That does
so on the back of Knight Rider says ASU dad.
Yeah, ASU dad. You know what else this means? This also means that by extension, Arizona State is the official university of Germany.
Sure.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
That might. Oh my God. Yeah. Holly and Felder, you have the next. Pick.
You know who else had Nazi sympathizings? It was Walt Disney.
You taking Oregon? Is that what Amir?
Ohio native.
No, Walt didn't Disney. Didn't Disney give them the cartoon Sun Devil mascot?
I don't remember. I can't remember. I remember that. I think Oregon, that deal is official. And at Arizona State, I think it was like, fine, you can use it, but like, don't tell anybody.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I'm going to turn it over to my co-commish to announce our third round pick.
We're going with tough choice here, but we do need to get, and I know you said we're not looking at DMAs, but we're going to go up north a little bit and we're going to Penn State.
Interesting.
Yet another school that is nearly won things.
Almost.
For some reason, you said we're going up north, and I was like, are they going to take Boston College? I don't know why I thought that.
Why?
The face filter just
made. I'm just like genuine confusion bordering on anger.
Are y'all making the edging conference? Like they're just this close?
I can tell you this, that Boston College was not on the extensive list that I had.
Not on the board?
No.
Not on the board?
No. Did not appear in our plans.
Okay. Spencer, Serber, what you got?
Serber, let's give him another step in our grand master plan here.
With our Dale selection.
She's conditioned now.
With our Earnhardt senior selection, we take the Wisconsin Badgers.
Let me tell y'all something.
Y'all are devastating our draft board.
My freshman year, we played at Wisconsin. I didn't travel, but they said that at Wisconsin, they have like chain link fence that lines the main drag. And when the team bus went through, they just were throwing beer bottles at the bus.
Yes.
The whole time. And I'm pretty sure Wisconsin's in the central time zone. I should know that. It's right above where I live, isn't it? Good grief. Yeah. So at 11 in the morning, they're just throwing beer bottles at the, 9:30 in the morning, everyone's crazy drunk, throwing beer bottles at the team bus. And even after playing at Clemson, obviously going to Virginia Tech, they were like, everyone was like, this was the most insane thing that we've ever seen.
And in Wisconsin, it was just sort of like, yeah, it was a slow day.
We played sorry North Carolina.
But it's not like even a good heels team is like, going to give you a lot of animus. There's not like a historic, like, yeah, here come the bad boys. Here comes UNC. And they're throwing beer bottles at you. Please.
Yeah.
Khakis suck.
Next independent plucked from the clutches of the would-be conferences. Auburn. Auburn is off the board.
Oh, God.
Because I want Auburn to travel the nation playing schools that don't want to play them, but somehow got roped into a home and home with them where they lose whatever the worst
thing is. The trick is that Auburn loses like half of these games, right?
Yes, they will lose half these games, but it won't be the ones you need them to lose as their opponent. They will always do the thing that makes your day worse.
But it's going to be the games that they lose that does get their coach fired.
Oh, 100%. But that's just part of capitalism, baby. Like, that's how we keep jobs created.
She is the Jets fans. Listen to this.
Mm-hmm. Could we say each week the number one team has to play Auburn? And then when Auburn is that number one team, obviously something exciting happens then as well.
Sure.
They get a bye week.
No, they just lose.
They play the Bengals. That's when they play the Cincinnati Bengals.
Auburn loses on its bye week. It's going to happen one year.
You say that, but like that feels entirely consistent.
Would you blink?
That's like their siesta.
Yeah, you wouldn't even blink. You'd be like, Auburn lost on its bye, and everyone would go, yeah, yeah.
Yes.
That happened.
Auburn, the most Castilian university in these United States.
Comparisons are deep.
Everyone in Auburn eats dinner at 11 at night. And they're tiny plates. Little plates.
I'm
Gus Malzahn. These are tapas.
That said, if you told
me, I'm
Brian
Harson, and I'm a super spreader.
If you told me
of tapenade, you assholes.
If you told me there was some like tiny Spanish town where it's like, yes,
hi, what
every
are y'all
night,
talking about?
The locals go out and they throw toilet paper in the trees. I'd be like, oh, how festive. So
I have a question about Brian Harson.
Yeah.
There was at least 11 years ago on Big 12 internet, Texas message boards, most specifically, there was a rumor that Brian Harson is a Scientologist.
Can you be can you be a Scientologist and a drag racer? Like, does that Venn diagram work?
L. Ron was a big fan of spacecraft and
Moss race cars is go a Scientologist, fast. So I kind of feel like you can do a lot of things.
Like, I'm just passing this along. What's been on message boards for 11 years, and I hadn't seen it until a couple days ago when I saw Bama fans telling him, "Oh, you don't want the vaccine? Praying to Xenu, huh?"
How did the message boards feel about this?
I really hope they felt bad true because I really were, want Bama fans
I was reading Austin, Tennessee message boards, a lot of Big 12 message boards, but it's been around for 11 years, and I hadn't seen it until like 4 days ago. And he might not be. I don't know.
He might.
Auburn's
just asking questions.
Auburn's rival fans don't actually know what Scientology is. They just distrust it because they think it has to do with science.
Yeah, I don't like that scion.
So for complete unrelated, the only I only want to know one scion, and that's what my no account nephew Randy drove me to church in the other day.
The tallo part's fine. I like tology. Tology is the fine part.
Not the scion.
Not the scion.
I actually know a lot about Scientology because I've watched that Leah Remini show on Netflix. Mm-hmm. So I'm an expert.
Yeah.
You can do anything.
You can talk Auburn football.
As long as you
Leah Remini exactly. being the chaplain to Auburn football would be a vast improvement.
I guess my confusion.
She got out though. She got out.
Scientology out. Uses blackmail to keep you there. Auburn uses blackmail to
get you out. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Something's got to give.
Hey, but the Mission Impossible movies are off the hook.
I was going to say, this is where I was going to use the Tom Cruise test. You say, well, can you do this and be a Scientologist? Tom Cruise has actually done everything that he does in the Mission Impossible movies. So if drag racing were in there, it would be totally kosher.
Brian, this makes perfect sense because what is Auburn independent after all, but a rogue nation?
There we go.
Wow.
Wow.
Round four, Spencer, your team's back up.
Oh, I think we're going to pull up anchor and sail on to our next pick, baby. Come on. Come through with it.
Pulling up anchor from Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Are y'all just having things that you can sail to by water as opposed to, I don't know, Zephyr?
Cerber, hit him with the genius.
Bethune-Cookman Wildcats.
That's right.
Wow. Did not see that coming.
Okay. Just a fascinating conference y'all have created.
Hey.
Amazing.
Got that Daytona market on lock now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh god, I just picked it up and she started making noise. Okay, with our round four pick, Holly Amfelder select the great state of Texas.
The whole state?
And wow. Just its flagship university.
Texas Tech.
SMU.
Yes.
That'd be the Aggies.
None of these. We, for the first time in forever, we want the Longhorns.
What do you want with a Texas? What do you plan to do with a Texas?
It's not so much what we want. It's not so much what we want with Texas as what we want Texas to experience. Is what I will.
This is for Texas's own good.
Yes. This is for. There is a theme with all of these teams that this pick is for their own good and all shall be revealed.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Jason and Alex, it's back to you.
I am up next. And after the previous discussion about Boston College not being on anyone's board, now is when we learn they were. Come on down. Come on down.
Whoa. Wow.
They are now Ole Miss's permanent cross-division rival.
You know, I think those two fan bases have more in common than you might think.
Yeah. It's true.
I could party with them.
I was going to say disfavorable opinions about a lot of black NBA players.
A lot of sports, a lot of 1950s opinions.
I got thoughts.
Marshall Henderson isn't from Boston, but if you told me he was, I would accept it without question.
Sure.
Exactly.
Like Marky Mark Henderson is what we're building.
Marky Mark's going to play him in the biopic.
Oh God!
I don't say this lightly.
Or counterpoint: Marshall Henderson's going to start arguing that he could have prevented 9/11.
A remake of The Blind Side, but every Chewy member is played by a Wahlberg.
Yeah,
all of them.
You seen him? This kid's freaking huge. We gotta feed him. Gotta take him back to our beloved alma mater, Ole Miss.
Alma Mater. Hey, Mater.
What are you saying with this Dunkin' Donuts magnate?
All right, I'm gonna pluck another independent, and then we're gonna pause and reassess where we're at. I want Indiana. I want Indiana off the board. I want them to be a beloved independent to go with my collection. So my independent list right now is Miami, BYU, Auburn, and Indiana. Television gold. definitely the teams people want to watch. Spencer.
Yes, sir.
What are the differences between an alligator and a crocodile?
Oh, Jesus.
Well, I believe it's in where the tooth pops out on
The what?
The one.
That's
like like a narwhal.
That's right? Not what, like, I heard him say either.
No, like where one of their teeth appears, like right here. You can see where I'm pointing, but that's not really.
He's pointing at the front of his mouth like a narwhal.
Okay. Yeah.
To be clear, you said where the toot pops out.
Also,
that's what I heard. Okay. That's what I heard.
It's where the toot pops out.
Please. Typically, it's going to be the butthole.
Okay.
The shape of the head is different. The crocodile is more tapered. The alligator is blockier. And on the whole, crocodiles are slightly larger.
That's correct. You missed the key difference, though.
Mm.
Crocodiles aren't in home field apparel coming up this Saturday. Alligators sure shit are. Woo!
Woo! Let's hunt them later!
Big news Saturday coming up. It's Florida time. And we've seen the designs, and holy shit, there is a lot of good Florida merch in here. Whether or not you like Florida, which it can be debated whether Spencer and I do frequently,
mm-hmm.
Whether or not you want to wear Florida things, after you see this drop, your feelings will be different. And I know that because the Tennessee drop was so good.
Yeah, y'all, I must return the favor after y'all were honest about your feelings for the Tennessee garb. And I have to say, these Florida shirts are sick.
The Big News Saturday continues to just be like, it feels like it keeps building and building in huge ways. I'm kind of scared what the end will look like. And the good news is your discount code, if you haven't used it yet, Fullcast, still gets you 20% off your first purchase at Home Field Apparel, whether you use it on Florida or Tennessee or Vanderbilt or South. Nope, they don't have South Carolina. Sorry. Nope. I just had to do
or
that.
Georgia. Oh, no, they don't have Georgia.
Yeah. Yeah. It's fine.
That's not Florida. Home Field Apparel's fault. It's Georgia's. Yell at the school, not Home Field.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I guarantee you, as much as I detest the University of Georgia football team,
I really want a stroke dog tank.
The shirts that they would do would be absolutely choice.
SEC go nuts trying to get Texas. Home Field already did it.
Mm-hmm.
Did it forever ago. Wasn't a big deal. Just made it happen. Didn't have to petition and have a bunch of columns written about it.
Air grievances.
That's right. Home field is the only conference you trust because they just go out and get it done. All these other conferences, bullshit. Full of absolute shit. But Home Field Apparel, yep. Number one in your hearts and
number one in your hoodies.
Yep.
If Home Field were to expand into crocodiledom, Ryan, you shouldn't count your gators before they hatch out of their little eggs.
Gator eggs before they
because
hatch.
Because Home Field could swoop in and secure the marks of the Canton Crocodiles, a minor league baseball team from 1997 through 2001 who moved to Washington, Pennsylvania, and became the Washington Wild Things.
Do they still exist in that form?
The Washington Wild Things are still around, so I assume they still hold those marks. Home Field, there's okay. Go.
Home field, you cowards, go get the old crocodile.
See if you can
mascot.
Do it before Saturday.
It would
for no
be a
good
great
reason.
Personal favor to us. Thank you.
The other thing Home Field could do to really make me eat my words here is they could put on a t-shirt, the Florida Media Guide from a few years ago that had crocodiles on it instead of alligators.
Brutal.
Would that be the Muschamp ears? That'd be the Muschamp ears.
Pretty sure that would be the Muschamp ears.
Yeah.
I would love to hear Will Muschamp explain everything he knows about animals in one continuous, like, stream of conscious sentence.
It's like, these kinds make burgers. These kinds I slap.
What?
That's all flying animals.
Oh, okay. What are his? Okay.
I slapped a fucking condor. It was biting my neck the other day.
Flying squirrel? Slap. Regular squirrel? No slap. No slap.
Sugar glider? Slap the crap out of a sugar glider.
Air burger.
Well, Muschamp, how did you come about this? Well, yeah, they call it a petting zoo, and some of us are stronger than we know.
Donkey burger.
Sonomy, you're going to have to talk to my accountant about that bullshit.
He'd do some coach speak where he'd be like, they call it a petting zoo, like it's a thing that you're still doing. I'd like to see a petted zoo. Get it done. Get it done.
A pet zoo. It's been done, pet.
Well, we don't believe in the past. We don't believe in the future. It's all about this moment right now. It's the pets zoo.
Jason and Alex, your conference currently consists of two divisions, you've already said. One division has Notre Dame and Boston College, and the other division has Arizona State and Ole Miss. Yes?
That's right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Spencer and Serber, you have put together the unusual collection of Coastal Carolina, Florida, Wisconsin, and Bethune-Cookman.
You're picking these by cuisine, aren't you?
Natural fits. All will be revealed.
LSU's coming up next, I assume.
Then Holly and Felder, maybe like the most normal conference so far in some ways, Oklahoma, Georgia, Penn State, and Texas.
Yeah, we're the normcore eight.
Yeah, you it have really,
what you have is like when you go to like Dick's Sporting Goods or something and they have like sample jerseys up, like these are the teams that they have them from. Mm-hmm. So you could, like, if you lived in fanatics.com,
I like sports.
That's your conference.
These are the teams of the people who, based on a real fellow I sat behind at the Tennessee spring game a few years ago, when somebody says, I really have five favorite NFL teams.
Oh my God.
These are their college teams.
Yeah. Yeah. Like this is what's decorating like the wall of a Chili's too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this is a listen. Don't laugh hey, while we build our Walmart conference.
Yeah, thank you. Because you know what Chili's 2 has? Real estate. You know what real estate is? Money.
I thought you were going to say blue margaritas.
Just a handsome side effect.
Because they do have those as well. All right.
And blue diarrhea.
I was going to say that you have also built
how
the conference.
How many margaritas are you drinking to get blue diarrhea?
Do you know who you're asking?
Felder.
He has a text.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. That's hip. That's a HIPAA question, and I can't ask it.
That's a personal choice.
Cole Beasley is going to drink as many blue margaritas as he damn well pleases.
This is Nick Rolovich's plan. He's zapping the virus with.
You inoculate your way, I'll inoculate mine.
Two up there. What the fuck is Rolovich going to pour into his body instead? It's just the windshield wiper fluid.
You guys have made the conference too that has the shortest shelf life. Texas will screw this up. They will poison the whole thing in a matter of like days.
What? No.
And we'll make enough money that we can retire.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, this
pay
this
us to go away.
This feels like a pyramid scheme that they're building somehow. Okay. Let's move on to round five. Jason and Alex, you have the next pick.
My up. We're gonna go with West Virginia.
Look at that geographic footprint we've got going.
Y'all are making Hunger Games.
You're talking about TV gold. Ole Miss, Boston College, and West Virginia
they
in
got
the
Boston
same
College
conference?
Yeah, I'm starting to be concerned about a pepperoni roll shortage in the rest of us.
Market cornered.
I like it.
Holly and Felder, who you got next?
Keep it quick. We're taking USC.
Okay.
Bang. Let's go.
Yeah.
Dick's,
Clay Helton.
The coincidental but unfortunate Dick's Sporting Goods theme continues.
Yeah, no, it's good. Yeah, y'all are gonna dominate unearned bowl berths, basically. Mm-hmm. Like you're cleaning up on those.
We're here to clean up at the Alamo Bowl tier.
Yes.
Also, I've noticed you guys have a lot of like NFL draft bust potential here for quarterbacks. Like there's a tremendous
also not the reason we picked these schools, but very close.
It's a real common thread. Yeah. Here, yeah.
You guys are circling it, but you're not there yet.
Okay. Okay. Well, let's see if we can let them in our theme server.
Is Christian Hackenberg like the honorary commissioner of your conference? I hope.
Actually,
he's doing all our coin flips.
Damn it, Christian Hackenberg ate the quarter again.
Getting sacked in the middle of them.
The president would like to pass a motion. Well, too bad about that.
Spencer.
Yeah, server. Let's see if we can let him in a little bit. See if they can see the grand design here.
I don't know.
Are you pregnant? Is one of you pregnant?
Yes.
With emotion? Yes. Mm-hmm. UCF.
And potential.
UCF.
UCF, baby. Wow. UCF, come on down.
Are you doing other schools you can't spell Citrus Bowl without?
No, that's a good, that's close, okay. But yeah.
Reasonable choice.
What is, I don't know.
Don't understand.
I don't
get it
yet.
At all. I don't.
Are
I,
y'all
like,
spelling something? Is this an acrostic?
What makes you think we can spell?
This is
answer the question.
This is somehow less helpful. Each answer is less helpful. Like, well, you're like,
wow, what a new experience for all of us who've worked with Spencer.
Like, it'd be like if Kevin Spacey's character in Seven was like, I'm just gonna make up sins now and I'm gonna punish people for that.
But there's still gonna be heads in the box.
Be like, wrath, got it, yep. Greed, yep.
Freckles.
Parking tickets.
Freckles.
Parking
is a
tickets
weird
with the
sin.
Third. Okay. Mortals.
Thought
okay.
Were, I thought you were gonna say K-Pax.
Not a movie guy.
Who am I taking from you all?
He's
next
not
going
to listen to this.
Cerber and I'll bring it up on Friday.
Please don't.
Let's see. Let's see.
Actually, wait until he objectifies another journalist on the air and then do it, and then drop that.
I'm going to take.
Frank, could you attempt to take a team off Spencer Cerber's board? Like, what would that even look like?
Like, do you want me to try to get in that headspace and try to do that?
Yeah.
Do you,
and you guys be honest. You guys have to be honest if you got one that you wanted.
Okay.
Do whatever you need to do to get into that headspace. We'll give you the time.
Okay. If I'm trying to pick like Spencer and Cerber at this point. Okay, I'll take SMU. I'll take SMU off the board. Am I close?
Not even on my board here.
Not even spitting distance. Wow. Okay.
No, not close.
Interesting.
Hey, that helps everybody else out there.
Okay, okay. SMU, welcome to the land of independence. It's going to be fun.
No, hey, our mics just quit, so we're going to do the rest of this one via laptop.
Yeah.
Only improve the audio quality.
I love our beautiful nightmare show. It only haunts me every week.
The Fullcast Haints are having a family reunion. I guess they're all here today. Anyway,
it's because we have company.
This is as good as it's going to get. It's not Cerber's fault if you're listening.
It's because we have company over. Spencer and Cerber, you have the next pick as well.
Ahoy. Sit him with it.
We're going to actually, as you see in the NFL draft often, we're going to bring on a special guest to make our pick for us. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Christopher Cross. Oh my God, I can't believe he's here. Walking up to the tune of his hit, Sailing. And all right, Christopher, you have the mic.
Are these all schools mentioned in Steely Dan songs?
I'm going to take USF.
USF?
Huh. Yeah. This is the first one that almost makes some sort of sense.
Okay.
Possibly.
Okay. I don't like it. I don't like it.
Something about this is making me really uneasy. I agree.
New ideas are scary to some people, Ryan.
Are y'all getting a conference that's going to win all of its games via hurricane forfeit?
What like these are all.
How many hurricanes do they have in Wisconsin?
Brandy, like towns, Brandy, hurricane
Brandy, yeah,
glasses.
Hurricanes, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All these towns are like backup vacation destinations.
I'm afraid for them to reveal what their plan is. Holly and Felder, you're up.
We forgot to text each other.
I'm going to pull for round six. We select Georgia Tech.
Frustration conference continues.
So Georgia and Georgia Tech are now conference mates.
As are Oklahoma and Texas.
Sure.
Come on.
It's hate league.
Sure. Sure.
Come on.
I am curious now because, well, maybe. I'm curious how Penn State works in this.
Yeah, Penn State's getting a rival, apparently.
Are you going to take Pitt?
Are we going to take Pitt?
Are we going to take Pitt?
No one has taken Pitt, which is conspicuous.
Okay.
Be here.
Jason and Alex.
The only mock draft in which it says, wait, no one took Pitt.
Pitt's falling down the board.
Jason and Alex, please continue drafting for the conference of Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil.
So from my side, I am going to say that it is quite possible. I have not seen Alex's board, but it is quite possible SMU is the only school that might have been on both of our boards.
Yes, it was.
Okay, there we go. In that case, we were going to stay in the Metroplex, West Virginia's permanent rival. You thought you were going to escape them soon. You thought you were fleeing to the ACC or whatever. Nope. Baylor is coming with you.
Ew.
Now, are you taking short hair Chip or long hair backwards hat Chip? Which one are we getting in this iteration?
All are welcome. Well, if they're paired with West Virginia, we're going to go short hair because we want that contrast.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I'm not even going to try to steal another server sponsor one because it's fucking nonsense. I'm just not doing it.
That's probably how you'll steal one. It's just by picking one at random.
No, yeah, I'm not. Maybe. I don't. No. I want to just take a team I want to take. That's Memphis. Memphis is now an independent. Memphis can play anybody they want to, whenever they want to. Welcome, Memphis. You have been released from your American bondage, and now you are, you can run free, or you can play SMU.
They're fine with this, by the way. Yeah. They would love that.
Yes, that's the best part.
They'll play anyone or no one.
And now you're free to schedule BYU, and then there's more dick punching. That's what I've made possible. You're welcome, America. Alex, I am betting it is on you now for the next pick for your conference.
All right. I'm going to throw a curveball here. Tulane.
Woo! Huh.
Ooh.
Let's go.
Okay. Okay.
So you're forming a conference called the BAC.
You took Wisconsin. That really fucks that up for them.
We did. That's why we took it. We saw the Matrix.
Damn, Wisconsin was also very high on our board too.
Y'all on a whole nother level.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Holly and Felder, you have the next pick.
Felder, would you like to add some theatrical effects to this one?
Yeah. You know what? Woo pig suey, baby.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. We're taking the Hogs. We're going to Fayetteville. We're making everyone else go there too.
Penn State's obvious rival.
Yes.
How could I have missed it?
This is actually Penn State's annual division game.
Yeah.
I mean, the game they play at the last week of November while everybody else is playing their nearby sweethearts. We have gone from the backyard brawl to the backyard squall.
This would be the perfect annual cross-division rival for Penn State because every time they win it, it won't matter. Like, nobody's going to be impressed. And every time they lose it, they're going to be like, James Franklin has to be fired a week ago.
And James Franklin has to shake hands with Jerry Jones once a year.
Sure.
Oh, yeah, it's on.
Fuck, that's good.
I
like the chaos energy you have infused with that pick. I also like that we have had three picks go, Memphis, Tulane, and Arkansas. We're really just dialed in.
Demand is demand. The market. Yeah.
My influence on this podcast is clear.
Yeah, you can tell Alex is a guest.
You know what this looks like? The last three picks look like the real estate market right now, where they're like, the most expensive home in America is in Starkville. Like,
what is the academic story of the student who starts at Memphis, transfers to Tulane, and then transfers to Arkansas?
Riverboat gambling.
Master's at Tulane, doctorate at Arkansas.
Okay. I started at Ole Miss, transferred to Arkansas State, went back to Ole Miss. So let's not judge.
So you are almost living
not
this
judging,
life.
I'm aspiring.
Yeah.
Yeah. To be clear, this is a person
living my best life.
This is a person who's lived, Alex, and we respect lived experience. All right.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Spencer Serber.
Throw
us another confusing fucking pick.
Where does the sextant point this mighty ship of state?
We're riding an absolute wave to Boca Raton for FAU.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
Okay. So that's three in a row. Minor Florida schools.
Are these all schools that y'all think are in Florida?
I appreciate you respecting Bethune-Cookman enough to not call them a minor Florida school.
I said in a row. I'll totally have five Floridas, and I feel like you have nothing but spiritually Floridas. Okay. Are you combing America for Florida men?
What is the Florida school that they won't touch?
You've taken Miami.
I took Miami.
No, Florida State fans.
They haven't taken Florida State, which is interesting.
There's a reason.
They have FIU. Oh, sure. Is
FAMU.
Still there.
Are you guys going to get FAMU?
Y'all got a no hole.
Yeah, you'll see sooner rather than later the grand design here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do your worst. We are.
That's the motto right there.
I appreciate that. I don't think, no, I'm not going to worry. I'm not going to worry about what Spencer
you're in your head
doing. I'm not going to worry.
Head.
I'm
it's
not
your, going it's in your
to
head,
be an
though.
Independent.
It's in your head.
Yeah. Boo.
I'm going to pick an independent that I feel makes sense for me and my desires. And that's okay.
Oh, wait. Your desires?
Yeah. fuck, I really did want Arkansas. That would have been nice.
Now there's a new sentence.
I was trying to make that little like doo-doo-doo noise from the Mandalorian, but I can only make one note. This is why I have this bass recorder, by the way, to play along with the Mandalorian.
Give me independent LSU.
Oh God,
I like the sound of that. I worry what that means, but independent LSU has a lot of possibility, including like accidentally not scheduling enough games in a season. I could definitely see them rolling up September.
Like, that this is like putting a cruise ship to sea that's just full of beds that don't have rails on them.
Yeah. That's how science works. How do you know the rails are necessary? By testing.
I feel like we'd be lucky if the ship if the deck had rails on it.
Yeah. I believe it. I believe in a tightly regulated LSU because I've seen what happens when they don't have rules. It's not good.
We're making it happen. We're making dreams happen here.
Please welcome spring game guest coach Bobby Jindal.
He doesn't have anything to do, so it's fine.
Listen, what happened to that guy?
Bye. Spencer Serber.
Do
you want FIU? Do you want Florida A&M?
What I mean, close, hit him with it.
Well, he actually said the one FIU is next.
Oh, okay. Been zeroed in on.
Are y'all playing Risk?
The code has been cracked. Is Florida's Australia.
Florida's Australia.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking about.
Okay.
Wisconsin is Kentucky in this scenario.
For as long as you can.
Is your plan here to like bankrupt Wisconsin through travel costs? Is it to like freeze a bunch of Floridians because they have to go?
Are you sending Wisconsin to drink these towns dry one at a time?
Sure.
Make Wisconsin sweaty.
You're somehow getting farther away. Yeah, you're getting farther away from the point somehow the further we go, which I'm proud of, frankly.
So that means the key to it all was Coastal Carolina all along.
You'll see.
Fancy. Okay.
It'll all become Chanticleer.
Okay. Okay.
A clue. If you could see the board right now, listener. Oh, the faces.
You're the
worst.
Is there some sort of tax fraud you're perpetuating here?
Am I breathing?
What time?
This is where the Acorns ad read goes, by the way. This is where we do that one.
You know what probably isn't tax fraud?
Speaking of whatever we were talking about just now, it's time to talk about acorns.com/fullcast, the investment app that you go to. And then when you push that code, puts $5 in your investment account. And then it grows over time as you spend money. If you hook it up right, if you hook it up wrong, it won't. So follow the directions, folks. I currently have in mine enough to not retire at age 83, which is as high as it goes for me. But if you get started before I did, then you will be able to retire before I am. That is, I can say that as a guarantee because my retirement age would be like, I don't know, 172 or something. And I can assure you, you'll be retired before then, one way or the other. Acorns.com/fullcast. What was that?
I just said I was laughing at the one way or the other.
Yeah, yeah.
I like it because it makes him sound like he's.
It makes him sound like HR and John Wick.
Yeah, sure.
Make him sound like you're just on the bench. You got pulled by the coach, right? Like, we retired him in the eighth. It's fine.
That's how life works, isn't it?
Man, God, that ultimate pitcher's mound.
The story of mine is not as exciting as Spencer's, so I will pass the mic for any updates on the great embezzlement war. But acorns.com/fullcast to kickstart your retirement one way or the other.
I did recently check. We are up to $28, the $28 gap.
Sorry for cussing, y'all. My dog is not a good investment partner. She has many fine qualities, but fiduciary duties are not one of them.
She still went up with my younger son because, took another couple of dollars this week. The gap has stretched between the two in their early accounts that I have for each of them. How's it happening? I don't know. Am I going to find out how? Probably not. I'm not that smart.
That's why you have an app.
Yeah, that's right. That's why I got an app. That's why I just put money in and watch Moneyline go up. That's why I use Acorns.
Okay, Holly and Felder, you're next.
Shit, we just had a pick and I already forgot it. All right, with the ninth pick of whatever we're calling it, I am almost positive that we intended to select the Washington Huskies.
is this our ninth pick, or this is our
eighth pick.
You almost Mike Tyson yourself.
Washington Huskies.
Eighth pick, Washington. All right.
Yeah, we got to get some West Coast flavor in there, baby.
You've got a pretty, you guys probably have the most geographically diverse.
Yeah.
Spencer and Cerber certainly fucking don't. I know that.
Ironically, I think we have the best football, which is not at all what we set out to do.
Yeah, I think that's true. Unless Boston College gets really good really fast.
Oh, we like just like we all drew that up. Yeah.
Listen, I've seen Boston College beat USC. It can happen.
Former number
that's
two.
That's not because BC was good.
Well, listen, the important thing is the head coach of that USC team probably hasn't gone anywhere since then, so we won't worry about it.
Holy shit, I just realized Sark and Kiffin are going to be in the same division again.
Yeah.
Welcome. I mean, that's assuming they're both still there next year. But.
Jason Knox, you're up.
Tulane's permanent cross-division rival. I believe y'all think you're really dialed in on the scheme here. I think you know, but I'm excited to see what happens once you realize that Tulane's cross-division rival is Duke University.
Okay,
going to New Orleans. Okay.
These are football teams.
Yeah.
All right.
Now I don't understand.
Well, we value their other programs very much.
Another game.
This is more of an academic choice, honestly.
I thought I understood.
So did I.
But now I don't. I don't.
Now everything started to go sideways for me around Tulane. Yeah. Actually, around Baylor.
No, Baylor fit
with West Virginia.
Duke and Tulane is interesting.
Which one is the religious school?
Exactly.
Okay, sure.
No one knows.
All right. Time for me to take somebody off the board.
Yeah.
Let's. God, it's tough. So many promises. You know what? Nebraska, I have freed you.
Oh, man, that ruins everything.
What are we going to do now?
Well, we all wanted them so bad.
Nebraska, no longer will you be subjected to the cruel whims of the Big Ten.
How many rounds would we have gone until Nebraska got picked?
100.
We had them 90. At 10th. I will.
I think the maximum would be what, 250 divided by 80.
We had them 80 at 10th on our draft board, so they would have gone. I like 10th like now, so they would have gone. Okay. They would have gone round after next for us.
Yeah. Nebraska's independent now. Does that mean anything? No. No, it doesn't. But well, no, it means they're going to complain that they didn't get in the playoff, and yeah, it's fine. Jason Knox.
They don't have to play Oklahoma, at least.
No, they don't.
For the last pick in my division, I'm going to go with, and this really hurts, Florida State.
Yes!
Ew.
Wow. Yes. Wow.
It hurts a lot.
Why?
For the good of the conference, I had to do
it. Wow. Were you
just picking schools with stained glass?
One way or the other, yes.
I didn't.
There's some
stained glass or stained grass.
Bongs count. Yeah. That's why Arizona State's in there.
Okay. Holly and Felder, your penultimate pick, please.
Tennessee, next pick.
No, I will not be discussing it.
Fuck.
No.
We will.
Can you play Rocky Top on the bass recorder?
Finally, this conference has a school that isn't frustrated every year. Oh, Betty loves it.
That does sound like Tennessee football. Yes.
Betty's home now.
Ah.
No, I can't play any notes that are next to each other.
I call that tune Eric Ainge.
I like that this is like, we taught a pod of baleen whales how to sing Rocky Top, and it fucking sucks. It's terrible.
Even the whales hate it.
Rocky Top did nothing wrong.
Spencer,
I'm going to master this fucking instrument, and y'all are going to be fine.
Server, let's show them a little more of the interior of this here cabana.
Ew.
Alrighty then. We'll take the Rattlers. Isn't that what they're called these days? Florida A&M.
Yeah.
We're gonna go ahead and add them to the conference.
Okay.
Okay. So there's at least a footprint here. Nothing else.
I am now reviewing the list of schools to see if there are any Florida schools that have not been selected. I don't believe there are. I think
not by today's definition, surely.
Sure.
What about the Jags?
Florida's nope, still on the board. Florida is always expanding in ways we're not comfortable with.
Uh-oh.
No, I think congratulations. Somehow we have managed to take.
I still don't see it.
Every Florida team off.
And I want to thank you for taking the two that we really didn't want.
Yeah, you actually did. Yeah.
Okay. Uh-huh. Okay.
Sounds like this worked out well for everyone. This division of Florida.
Well, there's no Florida team for me to take away from them.
So why don't you take the next best thing, which is Ohio State, called pre-Floridians.
Proto-Florida?
Yeah, those are pre-Floridians, all of them. They're
connected to Orlando by umbilical cord.
It's a rule that you cannot be, you are not necessarily Ohioan if you are Floridian, but if you are Ohioan, you are already pre-Floridian.
I'm going to do something meaner.
Sounds like some weird disease.
I was going to say, like pre-diabetes.
It is.
I am pulling Michigan out of conference. They're an independent now.
Stop! That means, no! Stop doing that!
That means they have, you know, no collective group to go to and cry with and claim that they're better than everyone else with. That means that they don't have some external set of rules that they can refer to and insist that makes them good. Most importantly, they're out of the Rose Bowl. They're just out. You can't make the Rose Bowl as an independent.
You can if it's a playoff game and Michigan's in the playoff, Ryan. That'll happen.
Jason, that's a great point.
I feel like every
Michigan fan listening should take that.
And
as
it's relevant
Jason.
Every year that's until right. week nine.
Yes.
I think, Ryan, if Notre Dame is the most independent school, which they've put at risk by being in the ACC for 1 year, but I still think they have that mark. I think Michigan is the most conference school.
Correct.
Like they were the Big Ten's when it wasn't even the Big Ten. They were the flagship university of the proto Big Ten. And to this day, everything they do is defined by we came in second in the Big Ten East, right? Mm-hmm. Like everything is still defined by conference membership.
Yes.
So this is a big change.
And I've taken that from them, and now I have
exploded
nothing.
The end of our draft board, and I hate.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Not a soccer team you're gonna be.
That's probably true. Spencer, Server, for some reason, we're letting you make another pick.
Well, that's good because we're just going to, we're pretty relaxed and we're only going to get even more chill with our final pick.
That's going to be Charleston Southern. And we could do this all day. You guys did not decimate our board. We could continue.
No. You know what? Some of y'all are chasing 4 and 5 stars, but we know who fits our system.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a bunch of kids that can hardly read that can run fast.
Hell yeah.
Correct. But, there's another element of this piece.
Walk-ons with sun poisoning.
Yeah.
Potentially. Yeah.
Walk-ons who can shoplift the hell out of a CVS. That's
okay.
That's what we
this
got.
This league is just called Melt Wisconsin.
Always melt, isn't it?
Holly and Felder, you have your last pick now.
All right, y'all have torched three of our final picks in a row. So, yeah. Mike, why don't you throw them our wild card?
Yeah, wild card we got here for you. I'm going to my home state. Not picking the school that I went to, though. We're going with App State.
Whoa.
Wow.
Yeah.
A Sun Belt run.
Oh, yeah. Give it to us, baby. Give us App State. Put them on the board.
Spiritually Sun Belt.
Yeah,
sure. I thought you meant Michigan.
Just extremely high quotient of both sun and belts in Charleston.
Ryan, we know Michigan couldn't hack it in the Sun Belt based on the school that was just selected.
That game was competitive, all right?
And to be fair, that was a SoCon game.
That's fair. Jason and Alex, your last pick.
Last pick.
All right, so for my division, I have just selected Duke, which, oh no, that's very confusing. We thought we had a bead on this division, but... Florida State's permanent cross-division rival, of course, the Liberty Flames.
Wow.
Didn't think they'd be picked, did you?
No.
For Ohio State, didn't. For Bama, for Clemson.
Are y'all picking the creepy religious schools and giving each of them like an apostate opposite?
A sinner school, yeah.
Yeah.
yeah, a school.
This is good versus evil.
Yeah, that is correct.
As long as Alex's division is the good division, then yes.
All right, so I'll throw one more team into the independent pile here. I'm just gonna
scroll. All the rest are independent.
No, they're all gone.
Wow, I didn't know that.
That's right.
Oh, they just disappeared.
That's the real wrinkle. Damn.
Yeah.
We're just deleting universities.
All right. Make Pitt independent so we can keep Pitt.
Okay, we'll keep Pitt.
Put Pitt in, Ryan.
Pitt has made it in. All right. So
wow.
Let's start with Jason and Alex. Had the first pick. Picked Arizona
Ryan
State.
Ryan took way more of our picks than any actual drafting team.
Wasn't even trying to in the slightest, I regret to say. So
still hurts.
Your divisions are Arizona State, Ole Miss, West Virginia. I guess Tulane.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And Florida State.
Mm-hmm.
Your other division is Liberty, Duke, Baylor, Boston College, and Notre Dame.
That's right.
Talk us through what you're thinking. What is your vision for your conference?
Well, the idea was basically schools that need Jesus and schools that have Jesus, at least on the surface level. All right. On the surface level,
sure.
You might say, how does Duke fit into this?
I was going to say, which one's Liberty?
Exactly. We'll get to that in a second. Right. You might say, how does Duke fit into this? Duke is Methodist. Nobody ever talks about this, but Duke is Methodist.
Now they got the big-ass chapel. Yeah, it's like if you've ever been to campus, you can't actually miss this.
Yeah, but no one goes, so that nobody knows. And Duke has a fairly renowned seminary. But Duke is also the Blue Devils.
Sure.
So the Devils are in the Jesus division. How could that be? Well, that is because, as Revelation teaches us, at the end, all of it is a Jesus party. Everybody's invited. Party schools, sun devils. Yes, you're coming home. You might not like it or not, but look at what happens. Look at the order. Revelation 20, the devil goes to hell. Next chapter, all is made new, including the devil himself. Party schools, Jesus schools, reunited as one at the end. By the way, Notre Dame, that TV contract. Once Jesus gets a load of that, there's going to be some tables flipped. So don't be so sure you're in the Jesus division, Notre Dame.
What did he say about Richmond again?
Yeah, you're gonna be last in line if everybody's making it in.
Oh shit. Well, at least if all the other schools are gone, we don't have to worry about Dabo anymore.
I will say I found God many times in Oxford, Mississippi.
how's his mama? Here she is, Lord. Tell your mama hi.
Who would have been next on your draft board if we gave you one more pick?
It would have been Alex's turn.
I probably would have gone with Maryland solely for the video of the girl shotgunning.
Sure.
Solely for that reason.
I had a long list, and for each one I was trying to pair with Alex's choice.
Right.
So let me go with the Presbyterians at Tulsa, okay. Are now Maryland's rival.
Good.
I love this.
As was foretold. Holly and Felder, you have, I'm going to just listen.
Yeah, we're a division-free conference.
Okay, you have Oklahoma, Georgia, Penn State, Texas, USC, Georgia Tech, Arkansas, Washington, Tennessee, and App State. A fascinating conference, I will say.
So after my initial plan of drafting a volcano-adjacent conference, this one was a Felder concoction, in which we have created,
a quarantine of sorts.
Yeah, we're isolating teams of a certain temperament, mm-hmm. where they can just play each other and they have nobody to blame but themselves when things don't go that bad. And the criteria we used were, how long has it been since you have won a title, and how uptight are you about that fact? So having Nebraska, Michigan, Miami, and Nebraska and Michigan and Miami taken from
Auburn.
And Auburn taken from us early on was a real blow. I'm not going to lie, but
you bounced back very well.
I feel like we powered through there at the end. Nebraska or Michigan, I thought, would have made a terrific Mr. Irrelevant for our particular draft situation.
Sure.
App State is your most recent champion, then.
Mm.
Yeah.
I
2000, what's that, 2007 for App State?
Yeah.
They had three in a row, including the year when they beat Michigan, who is now independent.
Oh, I know. Trust me. I heard all about it living in North Carolina. But no, we got teams that have – we got a bunch of almost guys. Guess what? You get almost guys get together, play almost guys, and almost you guys can be guys and be guys together.
And I feel like and you'll have a lot to talk about. Oh, man, we could have. Oh, my God. Yeah, I know we could have. Oh, no, if we had only –
I like that you have essentially created a like food court of just Burger King.
Oh, do you mean Chicago?
12 Burger Kings. 12 Burger Kings.
Back in the day with the Whaler.
They're like a Pepsi Pepsi factory. I like App State walking around showing everybody rings. Like, this is what these look like.
The Oblong Fish Plank Conference. Yeah, we just thought also that if we isolated these teams to one another, none of the rest of us would have to hear about it.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And as you all know, that is one of my main goals in being in this industry.
Honestly, I think as conference commissioners, you should just say that these teams don't even play each other. Everybody finishes 9-3 and trending up because that's what their fan bases are used to. So just say that and like don't even put the games on television.
Really looking forward to getting more physical.
Great recruiting class. Really excited what these young guys are going to be able to do.
Some really intriguing position coach changes that
actually no. If we keep them in the league, we can maintain complete staff continuity year to year.
That's right.
Like if we put you know, like just throwing out something here. If we put Jurassic Park electrified fences around all of these universities.
I like that you have also. This is basically Willy Wonka without Charlie. It's just like, hey, annoying kids, come into this factory and but never
we
leave.
Put all the mic TVs inside.
That's right.
Absolutely. Well, we've got our Augustus boots.
Yes.
These three conferences, looking at how they would secure their own television deals, Holly and Felder, you definitely have the like, you have the ABC contract.
Yeah, you do.
You're getting the primetime games. Like, I think Alex and I are getting a lot of 2:30 kickoffs.
A lot of Thursday games for y'all.
Well, I don't know. I think Spencer and Cerber are kicking off like Tuesday morning or something. Like,
we're playing.
They're just kicking off whenever it's hottest.
Yeah.
Let me pitch this. Let me pitch this
2 p.m.
Monday afternoon football.
No, if you get Tuesday morning, sponsored by Tuesday morning. Morning, the store.
Yeah,
I was gonna make a Tuesday morning reference, and I wasn't sure if anyone else would get it. But shout out to Tuesday morning. I think you can go in there. And you can find a serving platter.
Every game in the Spencer Server conference kicks off at the same time on the 4th of July at noon
on USA Network.
Yeah,
yeah.
For some reason.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, on the
characters welcome
in the Octobox. Yeah.
All right, Spencer and Server.
What the hell have y'all done?
Go ahead.
Coastal Carolina, Florida, Wisconsin.
This is going to make us mad. It's going to make us mad.
Bethune-Cookman, UCF, USF, FAU, FIU, FAMU, and Charleston Southern.
Uh-huh.
We do have
divisions in this.
Yeah.
Server, we have one division that's five teams that are lake teams, right?
Okay.
Because we want it, and then we have five that are truly coastal. So we have, it's the Coastal League, and we have a coastal.
Oh, I feel like I was getting close there with Wisconsin. You have like a freshwater, saltwater fight.
And then we have the sea. Then we have the sea-dew side, which is the lake side, which is where Wisconsin sneaks in because we wanted to pick the most available lakefront property, you know, without doing Northwestern. Because Northwestern, you have a lake. Fuck off.
Sure.
No, Chicago has a lake. You don't have a lake.
Yeah, you don't have a lake.
So did the Auburn pick? Did that stub your toes at all?
No, because we have Clemson, which is just Auburn East. So we were good there.
Yeah, but we didn't. They don't.
Oh, we did pick Clemson. I thought we left.
No, they didn't pick Clemson.
No, they were just next on our board. It was
Oh,
no, we fell favorably. We've completely eliminated Bama, Clemson, Ohio State, Oregon, A&M.
Well, by that metric alone, I got to call this operation a success.
It's success.
Yeah.
It's success.
So we really just wanted to
and
build.
And we've isolated Tennessee and Nebraska fans with each other.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This can only
That's
go
good.
Well.
Yeah, there were two main criteria when Spencer and I discussed this ahead of time. It was one, are you in the state of Florida? Two, can you tailgate on a boat at one of your games? And honestly, we just did fantastic. And y'all only took Miami and Florida State from us, which, like I said, we didn't want anyway.
I'm a little surprised Washington wasn't on your list.
It was.
It's on there.
Wasn't.
It's on there.
It was on there.
Deal. Okay.
What was the Navy deliberation like?
Yeah.
Oh shit.
They were very far down on the list. I mean, yeah, we were. You really like, we took our top picks except for Miami and Florida State.
Yeah. Navy will want to clean the boats and be orderly and stuff. We're not going to have that.
Maybe they could supply the boats, because think how fun it'll be once like USF fans are like, they got submarines.
See, I think Spencer is leaning more towards boat and jet ski rental than boat and jet ski owner.
That's fine. That's fine. What, okay. You know what? Like, this conference assets, primarily brand oriented. Everything's rented. Overhead's low. We don't want to maintain boats. We'll just rent them from you.
The Water World Conference. It's good because you've also future proofed it.
And so does that make Cerber or Spencer the Mariner?
Yeah, you both got like the facial hair for it.
We do. We're both Poseidon 1 and Poseidon 2. Brosa.
One of you is master. One is commander.
He's the mariner.
Of you play the cello.
He's Cerber. The Mariner. And you know damn well I'm the fucking captain.
That's right.
Wow. Okay. I think the important takeaway, I'll run through the independents just for the sake of argument. Miami, BYU, Auburn, Indiana, SMU, Memphis, LSU, Nebraska, Michigan, and Pitt. I accidentally built kind of a child's interpretation of the ACC. So I'm sorry about that.
Like all of the ACC teams.
The little golden book.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, like when they ask an NFL quarterback, like draw the Panthers logo and they like poop out some like really lopsided thing. Like that's, I drew the ACC.
Okay. Wait, Cerber. Okay. Cerber, don't reveal this. Felder, do you want to tell them this thing about the Panthers logo that blew my fucking mind?
Yes. Do you guys know what the Panthers logo is?
North and South Carolina.
I do. I'm
almost sorry.
You know it.
Yeah.
Alex, you don't know this.
No.
The Panthers logo is North and South Carolina. That's why they're called the Carolina Panthers.
That's what that cat head thing is supposed to be.
It's like, and it's why it's got like the swoop behind it.
And that's why it's slashed in half at the torso diagonally.
And that's so why angry when I heard about it.
And that's why it has South of the Border tattooed like right here.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
The intersect.
That's where why the Stuckies in that logo.
Yeah, that's why its chest has different sauces than its head.
mustard versus real good Eastern North Carolina vinegar sauce.
Oh, I hate it.
Thank awesome. You. Well,
the entire cat has good sauces.
This is like, I found out yesterday that the plane they use to take horses to the Olympics for the Kentucky Derby is called the Air Horse.
That upset me greatly.
I think
I had no idea.
I think all NFL logos should have to look like the state or states that the team represents, mostly because like imagine the Viking that looks like the state of Minnesota.
I could see that. It kind of looks like
it's
got a Viking profile. Horn, right?
Profile, you put the cap on the guy.
I just want to see the Atlanta Falcon with the big old belly.
I ate too much mac and cheese.
Too many Vault peanuts.
I made this Waffle House a Waffle Home.
How do you make the Titans work, though?
It's laying down.
It's just like a fucked up sword.
It's laying down.
Yeah, a sword so that somebody put on the side.
Okay, Alex, did your mom ever braid this podcasting as a visual medium? Did your mom ever braid your hair when you were little and it was like way too tight? You're like, Mama, my braid your tight. Yes. So it's like they stretch the face of Tennessee out sideways.
It's a truck. That's all. It's a truck shaped face.
The rectangle
like
eagle
a Nissan Titan, right?
The rectangle eagle is going to be the real. I don't know how you make an eagle that looks like the state of Pennsylvania.
It's not matter, bro.
That's not the business. What if it's already had its limbs removed and it's just lying in the street?
I think the state of
Michigan. It's in a garbage pool.
Oh, no, wait. It's like it's all wrapped up because it's clinging to a telephone pole.
I like it.
State of Michigan could look like a lion, but it'd have to be like a lion with some sort of like top knot situation because of the UP.
Yeah,
because the UP, right? Coming off the top.
Oh yeah. What if it's, we'll flip it around. What if that's the tail just kind of coming up?
Yeah, you could do that.
Okay.
I think is it like a lion leaping for like someone's dangling food and it's never gonna get it.
That would be appropriate.
Oh yeah, it's leaping over a moat at the zoo because it's ultimately a caged beast. Well, it's got dark.
Yeah.
A dolphin kind of looks like the state of Florida. The pirate and something's wrong with that pirate.
He's got pleurisy.
He's got elephantiasis.
Jaguars, no.
No.
It's like leaping. Yeah, it's like leaping.
Or sleeping.
Just kind of stretched out.
Or sleeping.
Yeah.
Okay. I feel like we've exhausted the possibilities of this, but let's keep going.
That's never stopped us before.
Texas could be a cowboy hat.
Sure. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
For both teams.
They just have the same logo.
Yeah. I mean, what are the Steelers going to do?
It's a brick of steel.
See, my favorite ones are the square states because you would just slap a head on them, right? Like for the Bronco, it would be like Bronco head on legless horse.
Yes. Yes.
Minecraft like Bronco.
Horse. Canned
that's
horse.
The side of their helmet already.
That's true.
Box o horse.
I love
the side of their helmet is already just a Bronco head.
Imagine a horse that looked like the state of Indiana.
You mean wearing cargo shorts?
Homefield would have a shirt for the
horse in cargo shorts and like Potter. A ill-fitting polo going, oh, it's Bob Evans open.
That's so many pockets.
I gotta ask the dude.
More like an animal in cargo.
The thing is Jersey cargo shorts and can Homefield make them?
Jersey cargo.
Like made of cotton jersey.
Oh, like Jersey the fabric.
Sure.
Like New Jersey cargo shorts.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
I think the governor of New Jersey wears cargo shorts.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm pretty sure Mike and Vinny already wore those.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's it.